This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. We're going to call our winner from yesterday right now. Hooman, are you getting them on the line for me?
I sure am.
All right, perfect. So what we're doing right now, Alice just turned, or is about to turn 21. I'm not sure exactly what the date was that they signed on, but it was June of 1996. Mm-hmm. So 21st birthday is sometime this month. We're celebrating, actually, the whole year.
But
we're
ringing.
We're doing a live secret show. So this person won live secret show tickets, and now they could be our grand prize winner, which is the two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma. Yeah, me too. Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn.
Who
is?
Your call has been forwarded. Oh.
It's Taylor.
Ooh. Taylor, all right,
hold
on. Let's wait until it gets past the...
Not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording,
Taylor, from where? Is it a boy or a girl?
SF.
For more
options. I don't know if it's a guy or girl.
Taylor!
Man or woman?
Are you
a woman?
Goodbye.
Oh, well, they did not like what we had to say there, I guess. Well, anyway, Taylor's our winner. I guess our promotions department will contact them. They are coming to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa, the ultimate wine country destination. Spending two nights there, going to be there for our live secret show and our live broadcast. And now we turn. Oh, hold on. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the radio listener special tab to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. Alice is the code word. Ty from Survivor. Ty Trang.
Oh, my God. You have the soundtrack and everything.
Oh, we got it all.
You're good, Brent. You're really good.
Thank you, Ty.
Oh, Ty.
He's all right on cue.
But, no, he's amazing. And you're amazing. You know what? Good job this year.
What?
You fell apart at the end.
I did?
A little bit.
Wow.
You know, you
kind of lost.
I know.
Without food.
I totally, yeah. I was very proud of you for... There were a few times when I was screaming at the TV, use your idol. And somehow you knew not to.
I have my instincts. Yep. Just like Finding Idol, I know exactly. You just know. And I was in an auto vote that I know how it's going to come out. Even though I look like I'm acting paranoid, I'm not. Even
really?
Even I say I was acting paranoid. You know that Sandra vote?
Yes.
Yeah, I was... That throwing Aussie out under the bus. The whole thing was an act.
Oh. I wondered if there was a lot of stuff that was getting worked out beforehand.
That specific vote. Yeah, we talk about it because Sandra is so great. She's the queen. So we did not want her to panic and start doing with something. We just want her to complete blindside her. So we talk about it. I talk about it with Aussie walking forward and say, hey, you're the most logical person. I'm going to throw your name down. I'm going to say I'm paranoid and you guys are going to target me.
That was good acting.
You know what's really great? Everybody's in it. Like it was great, right? And I said, great. We pull it off. I was hoping, you know how the next episode we went back to camp, we talk about how, hey, we did it. They did not give me credit for it. They did not reveal that was the whole act. So I was not happy. And, you know, everybody on Twitter was asking me, and I could not reveal. I didn't want to contradict the producer's storyline. This is storyline. And also finding, not playing the idol, you know, when I supposed to play it. When Sarah stole my vote.
Right.
No, I was working with Sarah the whole time.
Oh.
That storyline didn't get told.
No.
Why is it sneaky? It's so weird. People keep saying I'm sneaky. I'm playing the game.
I finally figured it out. Sneaky's
I'm
good.
A nice guy.
Right.
I'm a nice guy. People don't expect that from me. So when I play the game, people say I'm sneaky because they trust me completely.
You're...
So when I start doing that, and also when I try to lie, I try to play it, I'm not quite convincing. Oh, I can't, you know, they can't just think I would do it. That's why maybe also
let
I'm
me,
a,
let me ask
okay,
you something.
Okay, go ahead. So, okay, before you say anything, okay. I'm going to slow down.
You're
I
right.
heard, like, half of the time people don't understand a word I'm saying.
You're doing great today.
You're doing well.
I'm slowing down.
You're doing great.
Okay.
I think that right after the game is done being played, you go and do all these interviews,
yeah.
and people are jumping on you. Because yesterday, we had a little text exchange, and you said, you know, be nice, don't yell at me.
Yeah.
And I thought, have we yelled at him in the past? I think he's getting yelled at in all his interviews.
No, you don't.
Is the hardest part of, well, obviously not eating and playing the game itself is hard, but getting home and knowing that it's all over, but you can't talk about it, that must be really...
You know, actually, that's the fun part.
It is.
Not to tell anybody. Knowing all this thing that's happening, you know exactly how the vote came out, but you still don't know all this moving part around you. You don't know what people say about. I was surprised how many how many people say I'm sneaky. Other player, I was working with JT. I was working with Aubrey. I was like friends with them. We were working together, and then JT behind my back say I am sneaky. Don't trust him. Oh. It's so weird. It's like, and also when an Aussie, even like people was looking at me as a threat, which is surprising. I thought it was just like, you know, like just
you don't
a
feel
legend.
Like a threat.
I didn't feel like I was a threat. I tried to play small.
Well, hold on, though. You do always have pockets full of idols.
Yes.
I mean, that is, we're talking a tie from Survivor and...
fourth place finisher this year. What did you finish last time?
I came into the final. I finished third. I didn't get one single vote, but, you know, the final, it's like, yeah.
Right. You made it to the end.
Almost. My mistake was... I make two mistakes. One mistake was not like trust Siri completely. Like when she says Sarah's going after me, Sarah and I are working from day one together. I should have gone back to Sarah and hey, what's up? But I believe it in Siri, and then that was messed up. So Sarah was pissed off me at that moment. And also at that, when we come to final four, I should have worked two angles. Tell Sarah, hey, you and I are supposed to be going to final, make fire, get choices now. And also convincing Brad and Troy Zanz, hey, I'm a better person to take up. To have two options instead of put all my egg in Sarah's basket.
Right. So that was actually Brad's mistake, I thought. I thought he was a total fool to take Sarah with him.
Yeah, he was so mad at me, though. You know, he was really, he wouldn't talk to me at the end.
It's hard when you're right in the game and it's
I don't know. And this is hungry, you know. I was thinking, you know, playing the game, you know, food is not, it doesn't matter. Food play a huge role, the social game, but they all affect each other. If you don't eat, well, Brad eat every single time and every single reward. Yeah. A lot of people did. And I added that Marshall spa thing. I didn't eat at all the way to the end. Yeah.
Let me ask you this about, food is a major issue, but what about sleep? Because it seems like you have all the time in the world to get sleep, but it doesn't seem like anyone sleeps.
No, we sleep. Like sundown, you know, it's cold, and we huddle together, we hold each other and sleep. Fiji is cold at night. It's like in the 60, like low 60.
At least it didn't rain this time, though, right?
It rained the first 2 weeks, and then after that, yeah, they didn't show it. Like, Ozzy was running around. One time it rained, we have to protect her fire. Ozzy, like, all running around naked, like, trying to protect her fire. It's great. Yeah, it's rained. They don't show it.
That was your favorite part, huh? Hey, so... A couple things. First of all, it was great to get to meet Mark.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend comes running out.
He's handsome.
He's very handsome.
It was super cute. Yeah.
Did he say to you, like, you guys must stink out there, right? I mean, you haven't really bathed in weeks.
I don't know. That's the last thing you worry about.
No, oh, really?
Smell.
You don't care. There's my
certain
person.
Some people stink more than others. I never smell.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever. Yeah, Mark never said that to me. We spent, like, total probably, like, 3 minutes together. The whole time, other than what you saw talking to Jeff, it's a bit longer version of it, and that's it. You know, we didn't spend any time.
You didn't get to go make out or anything?
No.
No?
No, sorry.
That's too bad. When Ty came in...
But you... Go ahead.
Well, when you came in a minute ago, just, you know, we're sitting in the studio with us, you said that your cheeks are puffy, that you had some work done. He went to Mexico to get...
dental work done.
What?
Why? Doesn't the city give you any benefits?
They do, but you know how expensive. I never have dental work done in when I'm growing up. I really bad. I need like tons of implant. You know how expensive implant is? Like,
yeah, we know.
I do.
Go to Mexico. You pay like 20% of it. I pay like $2,000 per implant.
No way, but you risk something going wrong.
No, actually, it's like, you know how they have medical travel?
Yeah.
You know, Mexico is the best place to go.
Are you saying, when you say medical travel, like medical tourism?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like you go to
a lot of people go there for surgeries.
You go to Thailand for whatever, boob job or whatever, you know, but Mexico is about there. I have full confidence in my doctor. This is my third trip there. But the worst,
Let me see your teeth.
No, this is all temporary. No, not all of it. Just like the back tooth, I have to like, I have total
so,
like.
So you just got back from Mexico.
Yeah, it's crazy. Wednesday, I did the final.
Yeah.
Thursday, I did all red carpet interview. Thursday night, I flew to Yuma, Arizona.
Did you say red carpet interview?
Yeah, we have a bunch of red carpet things today, right? The next day, whatever, you know. The final, we have red carpet.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then...
you fly to Arizona.
Yeah, and then I crossed the border Friday morning. I was sitting on the dentist chair for like 8 hours. Mm. And then Saturday, too, I did like 8 implants.
At once?
In 2 days.
In 3 or 4 days, yeah.
A dentist in America would never do that.
No.
The first day I did five
implants on the first day, and the next day on Monday I did another 3. No, I did bone graft and everything. Yeah. I'm horrible too.
My God.
Oh my God, this is embarrassing.
Don't be embarrassed.
But it's great though. Seriously, my I have Delta Dental. They cover exact coverage. Like
I have Delta Dental too.
You're still covering in Mexico?
Oh yeah, they're covered. It's just like, you know how they cover percentage?
Yeah.
Certain percentage. They cover the exact same percentage. And they liked it that you go there. They have full confidence in it. They know. You know,
well, they're paying less money.
You just have to make sure you go to the right clinic. But off the air, I'll tell you which one.
Oh,
I did all the research. All my friends go for that.
Well, I mean, you even knew that there was medical travel tourism. Right. I mean, that's,
medical tourism. Yeah.
Hey, I had no idea. Ask about compensation.
What compensation? Remember,
well,
exactly.
Right.
What compensation? So we always assumed that because you guys are the stars of a TV show for an entire season, that even if you don't win $1 million, that you get some kind of like a union minimum appearance for you're not paid at all.
We contest in the court, so there's none of the labor law, nothing. It's a game show. Mm-hmm. You get prize money. The first person boot out get some money, and then the order you get boot out, you get all the money. I'm not sure I'm supposed to disclose how much.
Yeah, that's like Dancing with the Stars. You know, the longer you stay on, the more money you get. Yeah. So for the first week, you get $25,000.
So you are...
Okay, Google it. You can find it. How much each person gets.
You're saying you're compensated, so you make it to fourth place or third place last time.
Yeah, I do get some.
You do get some.
Yeah.
Is there a name?
And just a prize money. So, but if you spoil anything, like let's say during mid-season, and I can't do an interview. I say, hey, so-and-so. Like, that, yeah, you won't get the points and money.
Oh, they won't give it to you if you spoil anything. So you
and
didn't
then
get
the... sued. I mean, you're liable for $10 million.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. So,
but it's good. I mean, Brent just found out.
Oh, Brent just found out. Okay, so if you're booted off first, 16th place,
I don't know if this is the right source, but I have $1 million for the first, obviously.
Yes.
Second is $100,000.
Oh, that's
good. It says third is $85,000. Is that right? And then it says the rest of them get about $10,000 for appearing at the reunion.
So they get paid to be a part of the whole reunion and red carpet interviews.
Like, I think the four gets some, the five. It's go down about $10,000 each.
Before we let you go,
because
we're running out of time,
okay,
talk to us about what went down with Zeke.
Yeah, that's just crazy. I think Varner was just desperate. Varner played 3 times.
Jeff Varner.
He never make the jury. He got booed out before the merge. This is the third time. It's his last chance. He was just desperate. I don't know how he find out about Zeke. I met Zeke. I mean, Zeke and I hang out. You know, we gay. I assume he's just a gay guy. I saw the scar. He just told me he have he was heavy weighted. He got surgery.
So you didn't know?
I did not know Zeke was trans. No, but Vanna should know better. He's from North Carolina.
Of all the people, he should know better. I agree.
He's a gay guy.
Right.
With all the transgender issues, transgender right, bathroom right in North Carolina, he should know better. That was unbelievable. But, you know, people are desperate. Crazy thing. Just like,
and where are you with it personally? Like, it seems like Zeke was at first almost willing to accept his apology and got less so, I think, maybe even once he was on the outside and sort of had a...
After the game. Right. I mean, now.
Yeah. Like, how, I mean, do you forgive him? Do you feel like that showed a side of him that you, that's the real him and you can't...
No, I think we all make mistakes. And I think he... I heard a couple of interviews that he did. Varner.
Uh-huh.
And I think he know he make a mistake. Even on the live show, he say, like, he would be the example not to do, you know.
Right.
He apologized for it, you know. I didn't like it that when he mentioned that he's writing a book about it.
I thought it was weird that Jeff Probst gave him the plug.
Yeah, I agree.
The company he's working for, he mentioned that. It was kind of weird. To me, I think it's bad taste.
Cheesy.
Right? I would not do that. But I think the best thing come out of it, now we have a dialogue nationally. It came to attention, like, what acceptable, what's not, and bring the transgender. It's so now, it's amazing. Survivor is like so contemporary. It's just like happening right now. It's life is real. And though in a way, and it happened, and it is great that now... bring awareness of the issue, like what you know. So I really, it's good. It's good that it's not good happened to Zeke,
right?
But it's the best thing.
But
that
in
could
the
happen.
End, it was good. For yeah, it's good the national.
Happened.
Dialogue.
I don't know about the look on his face when it happened.
Oh, he was so bad for him.
Yeah, he played in season 30, the 3 seasons before that. Nobody knew he was not even out. Right. Nobody knew who was trans unless he's like really close. I think certain people know, but it was never out.
I never thought about it.
That was
As a viewer, I never thought one time about that guy in any way, shape, or form other than he's playing the game and he seems to be pretty good at it.
Yeah, he's a lot more manly than I do. I look a lot more hair than I do. But, like, we all actually, you talk about how hard it was, like, after the fact, knowing that episode going to air, we are all worried about it.
Oh, my God.
That episode.
All right, Ty from Survivor, fourth place, are you going to play again? Tell the truth for once.
I feel like I learned a lot. And hopefully I play again if they ask me, but not anytime soon.
So you don't have anything on
I would love to play again, but if they ask me, like, tomorrow for come go next year, I'm not going to do it. It's just too soon.
You need a break.
I need a break, yeah. And before I forget, don't let me go. I bought you guys honeys. For my bees. You know I'm a beekeeper.
Oh, how exciting.
So I want to sweeten
you guys.
Oh,
like, yet another thing to love about you.
So you're so sweet to me all the time, so I want to be sweet.
Well, thank you so much, and congratulations on making it as far as you did. I thought you played a really great game right up until the very end when you had those kind of sad days, like day 38.
Yeah, that was
so
really
bad
tough, though.
It was
to be called rat, and everybody just yelling at me, and like, they're all like...
Mean.
And not also playing the game. That worse than me.
You rep the Bay Area well,
you
though.
Did.
You did.
I hope
job.
I do. Sure. You come off as just a wonderful person.
I hope you
person.
Make me proud. All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon. And you know, next time listen, if you want to say hi to Ty, he's out there. He's out and about. Like, just walk the Embarcadero, man. We ran right into him a couple months back.
I work on all the park along Embarcadero. And thank you so much, you
thank
guys.
You, Ty.
Thanks,
have
Ty.
Fun. Thanks very much. Now get to work. You got to get to work
I
now.
I know.
you know, I don't know how much time we have. I want to squeeze a couple things in here. Yes, Vinny.
I have a story for you,
Oh,
too.
Tell me the story.
Can
Bye,
I?
Ty.
I don't know if this is going to ruin anything that you were going to do. Because it just popped onto my screen. Sarah and I both like to read books.
Love to read books.
And we have both read all of Joe Hill's books. Joe Hill is Stephen King's son, right?
Yes.
Am I? Okay.
You are correct.
We're making weird faces right now.
Well, we're waving a tie. He left his stuff in here. He's sneaking in.
Joe Hill is excellent.
Mm-hmm. Fireman, Nosferatu, Heart-Shaped Box, and Horns.
Horns, right. Yeah. Okay.
All excellent.
They're all really, really good. Absolutely go read them. So, breaking news is Nosferatu is going to become a show on AMC.
Oh, really?
They're in the process of doing... sort of, I don't know, what do they call that, a treatment or whatever for a whole season. As opposed to doing like a, what do they call those? Like
mini-series?
Well, no, or just like the one episode to see if it sticks and people want to see more. They're trying to sort of do the whole arc of a season.
That would be so great.
So Nosferatu is one of his great, but so creepy.
Very.
The children.
Oh, it's crazy.
Okay, so Nosferatu.
That's one of the scariest books I've ever read.
It's just killer.
My God.
It's so killer.
There's some serious suspension of disbelief that has to happen.
The bridge
but it's,
and all
sure,
the
whole
right,
thing, right?
Yeah. 20th Century Fox is currently making The Fireman.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
That is going to be a feature film.
I thought you were going to tell me he has another book coming out. Come on, Joe, write some more books.
No, I think he does have another book coming out, but that's months away. Nosferatu.
How exciting.
On TV, The Fireman.
I thought that would be a great movie.
Going to be a film.
All right. Tonight at the finals, it looks like Pat Monahan is going to be performing the national anthem.
Oh, cool. Go, Pat.
I know. Very excited for him. I believe that the secret show you're posting today is going to be the Pat Monahan interview that we did a year ago or so.
Not too long ago.
Which was excellent. And I would like to say that I'm not going to do the whole Hot 100 here or even the top 10, but Despacito is still number one.
Oh.
Yay. Get to the good part, man.
Oh, boy.
I like this part.
Yeah, this
part's
good
part.
Pretty good.
Bam, bam. All right. Here you go.
Oh, I love it so much. Your number one song in the country at this moment. Despacito. All right, thank you, Ty Trang from Survivor.
Woo!
You were amazingly fun to watch. And what's coming up in the news, Vincent?
Refunds from Amazon, the world's largest plane, and more after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks again to Ty Trang, fourth place on Survivor this time, our local hero. Hopefully he'll play again at some point and you can enjoy him. He's just a ray of sunshine, that guy. Really. It gave us all honey from his sticky fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to post that picture tomorrow. But in the meantime...
Oh, hold on a second. Oh, this part of the program. Hooman's part of the program here is brought to you by Volvo.
Everyone, go to the Al973 Instagram. We posted a picture of all of us holding up Golden State Warriors flag saying, "Go Warriors, you got this tonight." The post is truly incredible.
Is it? What's the best thing about it? Is it that ties in?
I love the frame. I got this cool three-dimensional frame on there, and we got a really cool kind of Warriors
looks nice.
Banner up top, and everyone looks happy. I'm kind of sequestered in the corner. I'm hard to see, but the rest of the team looks great. What do you think, Vin? Your thoughts?
Spectacular.
Thanks.
You spelled Warriors wrong, though.
Did I?
Oh, no!
Just kidding.
Oh, that's me.
Made you look.
Right. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing during Volvo's midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited. It's not even summer yet. This is just weird. You know, I guess they're going all summer long. Midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited time offer.
The Radio Alice Report.
Sorry, I didn't mean to pause mid thing. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
Ooh-wee.
What's up with that?
This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
Here's what's happening.
Dublin.
The Warriors finally step onto the court for the NBA Finals. We've been waiting all season for this game. Warriors versus Cavs, 6 o'clock tonight. It's a home game. And it looks like our guy from Train, Pat, is going to be singing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep. Should be good. I'll hear it tomorrow morning, I'm sure.
Excellent. Mm. So there's that. Looking forward to it. I haven't had this happen, but parents can now get refunds for purchases their kids made on Amazon apps without permission.
Oh.
This is something you've said many times. Your kids are connected to your account, and you see them buying things. And
They ask. They
do.
They're good about it.
Really?
I to the point where I had to tell my one son, I'm like, if any book you want to buy, you do not have to ask me. You want to buy a book? I am 100% down with that. But if you're going to buy a game, I need you to come in here and feel guilty.
This has been a 3-year legal battle surrounding complaints. The tech giant made it too easy for children to make purchases. The damages could amount to about $70 million total.
Oh.
Of course, Amazon just reached record highs on the stock market. They're bigger than ever, and I'm sure this is something they're...
Yeah, we're fine with it.
Not even going to notice.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Well, 70 mil, 70 mil until you're worth 700 bill.
Right. Uh-huh. And then it's nothing.
And it's like, oh. Hmm.
Paul Allen, another tech dude. He's a tech tycoon. He owns the Portland Trailblazers. He owns the Seattle Seahawks, among other things. But he came from Microsoft. It looks like the initial construction on a massive airplane that this guy's been building in the desert is complete. It's going to be the world's largest airplane with a wingspan wider than Howard Hughes' Spruce Goose. It was wheeled out of its hangar for the first time yesterday. I'm going to hand it to you now. It's got a special hangar in order to fit.
So is it going to be able to go on regular runways?
I doubt it.
How big is it? Holy crap. It looks like a catamaran. It's two whole sections. It's two planes with the center wing connected.
It has 28 wheels and 6 747 jet engines. It's so big, it has 60 miles of wire coursing through it.
Jesus.
It's so big, the country had to issue special construction permits just for the construction scaffolding.
The, oh my God, the hangar is, it's unbelievable. It's like a football field.
They say here it's not to carry passengers, but rather rockets.
Vinny, it's actually bigger than a football field. It's 385 feet wide.
Wow.
And a height of 50 feet. Unfueled, it weighs 500,000 pounds. Jesus, it's incredible.
So this will carry rockets capable of delivering small satellites weighing as much as 1,000 pounds to orbit.
That's
the rocket
incredible.
Would be tethered to the belly of the giant plane, which would fly them aloft, and once at an altitude of 35,000 feet or so, the rockets would drop and air launch into space. So, that's
incredible.
What the thing's for. It's not just to break some Guinness Book of World Records.
Although it's doing that, too.
Yeah.
It's two planes. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unreal. I just did not expect it to be two planes. I was picturing one plane just struggling to stay upright with the two big wings.
Well, but it's one wingspan.
Yeah. Oh, it's incredible.
It looks like, well, you probably already said this, like it looks like a catamaran.
Yeah. Right. All it needs is a sail and we can put it out in the water.
What stuff could a guy have in his place that would make you change your mind about doing him? So you go
home. I get to his house and I look around and I go, oh, that is a deal breaker right there. I don't know. Portraits of his mom everywhere. I'm not.
Stuffed animals. How about stuffed animals?
I don't know. How many are there?
It's filthy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What about Lamborghini posters all over the walls?
That's fine.
Lamborghini posters?
That's what I used to have when I was a kid.
Fixated on this.
You did?
Yeah, when I was like in eighth grade, seventh grade.
John was like, yeah, you remember when you'd have posters on your walls? You have like Cheryl Teagues or Farrah Fawcett. And he goes, or Lamborghinis. John goes, no, I don't have those.
No,
like bands I liked.
If he had any devil worship stuff, I'd be gone.
Oh, really? Devil? I'd be like, oh, what's up with that?
No, I'd be scared.
I have questions.
What's up with the Lamborghini?
I don't know. When I was a kid, it was just kind of cool. All my friends just had, you know, posters of cars, and Lamborghinis was the one when I was growing up.
For you?
Well, for me and my friends. Oh, me and my cool friends.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All the cool kids had Lamborghini posters.
Fifth grade, sixth grade.
Mm.
So you'd have one of those? Or?
No, are you kidding me? I had like 10 or 15. I had
15 different Lambos.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what would be so interesting? And any kid today could probably, you know, show you this on their Instagram or whatever, but I would love to have a look into any one of your teenage bedrooms. Because you know we had crap all over the walls.
Yeah.
And you always had pictures printed out, bulletin boards, posters.
calendars, sure. dog calendars.
Right. Even just like what your bedspread was. Like, I'd be interested to
see
any one of your rooms. And now I'm picturing Hooman's room with all his Lamborghini posters, you know?
I don't want to brag, but.
Maybe shouldn't.
Here's the list of stuff that people said. Women, maybe even men, said that a guy would have at his place that would make you change your mind about doing them. Zero books anywhere.
Oh. Well, I would say that if the place was like super clean and modern and he wasn't going for that cluttered look, that I might not even notice that there weren't books.
Right.
But I do like a comfortable pile of books. I think that I'm like, oh.
No one cares about books. What else? That's
people care about books.
I care about books. I want to be able to talk to you about books. Like, that's, you know.
You know what
I
have asked
for a relationship.
Recently is to get, because I have the stuff I want for the most part.
Yeah.
And I really don't care about house decorations, but I've asked for classics.
Oh.
Books. Classic books to put on the shelf.
Oh, that's nice.
Just one, like for Christmas or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like a first edition.
I'll take
something.
Well, nothing like, you know, value. Just go to the bookstore.
Get me a leather-bound copy of Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah, whatever.
Lord of the
Not
Rings.
Even leather-bound. Whatever. Like you a hardcover, but not, you know, just to have it.
Yeah.
Just to have some books there. I was thinking it'd be something that hopefully my daughter would look at one day and go,
right.
Take this upstairs and read it.
You know what's kind of cool about that is that, you know, when you're an established, when you're moving around a lot and you're a kid, you know, the last thing you want is a big box of heavy books.
Right.
But it's so awesome when you grow up and you've got a bookshelf and you get all the Stephen Kings in hardcover. Like we did that. We got all the Harry Potters in hardcover.
Oh, you did?
Just like, yeah,
cool.
I think that's a great idea, Vinny.
God, all the Stephen Kings. That's got to be
There's
40
tons
books.
Of them. Yeah.
50 books.
It's a ton of books. We have a ton. We don't have all of them, but we have... You know, whenever you see one that's in hardcover.
A pile of dirty, smelly dishes in the sink is...
Yeah. Right. A smell of garbage or, like you said that, the dirtiness. Yeah. Like, I want to see that you're keeping
Gnarly
up with
sheets
the stuff.
Or sometimes no sheets.
Ugh, oh, God. Yeah, a sleeping bag on the bed.
Right.
You've got to be kidding me.
So you've,
what are we, camping?
You've right. both gone home with dudes who had that. No sheets on the
yeah,
bed.
Yeah,
I have
I've
been
no
to a bed with
before.
No sheets.
Yeah.
I think I still did the guy.
I think
oh
I did
God.
Too.
You did?
I think so, yeah.
These days, though, I'm way more discerning. If I go to a guy's house now and he's got no sheets, I'm like, oh, well.
No sheets.
I know.
Ugh. A pile of, a sexual poster hanging on the wall.
Yeah, gross.
A pile of smelly laundry in the bathroom. Toenail clippings on the couch.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Cockroaches anywhere. These are all no-goes. These are all, I won't bone you if you have these in your house, dudes. A Make America Great Again hat makes the list.
That's pretty funny.
The house smells like a kitty litter box. Straight.
Yeah, any kind of funky smell when you walk in. Not, I mean, Oof. Kitty litter would be very bad, but any kind of like, feet, underwear. General ball smell, you know. I don't want any of it. You know what I'm talking about.
Stray pubic hair all over
oh,
the bathroom.
Come on. Jesus, now you're just making me sick.
And the top of the list, the stuff that a guy would have in his place that would make a woman change her mind, a used condom in the bathroom trash can.
Yeah, that'd do it.
Like someone's just been
like
here.
Like recent, yeah. Well, let's flip it around for you boys.
Yeah, what would we have? Is it all the cats?
The cats was, you know what? A girl that I was with, I don't know if I should say how I should word
just
this.
Just do it. Just say it.
Yeah, just say it plainly and straight ahead.
Yeah.
Someone I was with had a cat. It's not my current, but the
Santa
cat
Rosa,
must have slept all over her bed.
Oh.
I got naked with her there and got so itchy. I had to split. I mean, I did her. Don't get me wrong.
No, we're not worried about that.
I got
part.
That done.
We figured
but then
that.
I got to get out of here. I got to.
Yeah. He's looking. His face is all swelled up. And red. I got to leave. You don't hit the cat. Okay, bye.
I don't know. I think the stuffed animals on the bed is pretty scary.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuffed animals.
Like a really girly bedroom might be kind of weird. Like, yeah, and like
ruffles. Yeah. Yeah.
What if they had pictures of their exes everywhere?
Oh,
that's actually because I probably still do you if you had stuffed animals, and probably even the pink room. I'm still going to want to
knock that crap right off the bat.
Let's make that happen. But the ex-boyfriends, that is pretty.
What if you walk into a chick's house and she has bridal magazines everywhere?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's bad news.
Is it?
Like, oh, no, it's just my roommate. It's my roommate. I don't look at those. It's my roommate.
All right.
What if there's...
Someone says, a crying baby.
Oh, yeah, that'd be bad.
All right, funny. That works. How about...
What about hair everywhere?
Oh, that's...
That
comes with the chick territory.
That is an absolute... Yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah.
And we can't help it.
You just live with that.
Yeah. Get one of those little shower screens.
You pull out those hair mouses from the shower drain.
Yeah.
Every other day, if you live with a lady.
What about a roommate that won't go away and just sits there and watches you guys talk the whole time?
Not good.
Yeah, I guess.
We'll invite her in for a three-way. You know.
Oh, man, yesterday, Secret Show. If you haven't heard it yet, we put up a podcast yesterday that was all about three-ways.
Yeah. Yep.
What if she has, like, Inquirer magazines laying around everywhere and stuff like that?
I don't care.
Well, it's for guys to girls, not for girls to...
Oh, well, if I'm going to do a girl, I'm still going to stay there. You're like, oh, is there anything good in that?
How about a fast track?
All right, I'll take a fast back.
The song Margaritaville was originally written for Elvis Presley.
Oh. Oh, did Jimmy Buffett write it?
But he was nearing the end, so Jimmy Buffett recorded the song.
Well, it's a good thing he did, because he has hung his hat on that one.
Yeah. James Madison is the only president who had two vice presidents die in office.
Oh.
His first VP was George Clinton.
Oh.
And he died in 1812. And his second was Elbridge Gerry, who died in 1814. That's a bad luck.
Yeah, it's not good.
These others I can skip. How about our text?
All right.
800-400-3697 is our text number.
Did Ty get some good response?
Yeah.
Good.
Let's see.
Were people able to understand? I thought he did a good job of slowing down a little. And we are looking at him talking, though. It's easier for us to understand him.
Someone wrote in, can we talk about how crazy it was? Ty pulled out two idols, saved Aubrey and himself. Sarah saved herself with special longevity save. Troyzan pulled out an idol for himself. And Culpepper had a challenge immunity win. He was safe. It was so crazy.
That was a crazy one.
I didn't see that.
Was that? Oh, you didn't?
That was the last day. That was the final show.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that why Serene went home?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see that
Boy,
one.
They do jam a lot of it into the final episode. That was great. She was the only one who wasn't immune, and she had to go home. They didn't even have to vote.
510 says... Sure, a lot of people go to Mexico for surgery. Then we see them back here with post-op infections. I work for a big healthcare provider, and we see them all the time. Mm.
A couple people said that it's great. I know several people, 510, I know several people who've gone to Mexico for dental work, a really excellent facility just over the border. My sister's going down next month. She's saving thousands of dollars.
Yeah, we've got them on both sides of that for sure. Yeah. 209, love Ty.
Yeah, he's just a ray of sunshine.
He's a very nice man.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's nice to root for someone who seems nice.
Right. A hometown guy that, you know.
Yep.
He does. He seems super, like, the chicken thing. They didn't play up the chicken thing this time, but the whole chicken thing last season, I was just like, or last season he was on. I was like, oh, delightful.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with San Francisco, and then we're going to get into some cancellations locally. For someone who hurt their hand. He's a guitar player.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.